Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Running the final frontier. These are the adventures of the 20-minute runner, Roland, whose mission is to seek out new running trails, to find new ways of training, and to go further in the long run than he has ever gone before. Welcome to episode 18. This is Roland, and today is September. I can never remember the date. Anyway, tomorrow's Labor Day, so if that'll help you out, let you know where we are, what's going on. I'm actually running in the evening, 6 o'clock that Sunday evening, and right now it's probably 82 degrees, a little overcast, but the sun is certainly peeking through. It's going to be warm, and I've just started, literally, so just now getting into it. Don't want to go too strong, because we're looking to go long run today, for me at least. More about that in a minute. Good, how are you? So, anyway, this week, Tuesday, I went almost 8, ran 72 minutes. Thursday, the same, but covered a little further. Felt really, really good. I think it was Thursday. And ran 15 minutes at about 10K speed. Tempo run. As we are gearing up for the half marathon, the plan that I'm using is actually Hal Higdon's plan, and I'll try to put a connection to that link on the blog. But that plan, I'm sort of doing a slight variation of it. The cross training is not happening right now, and hasn't been for quite some time. The reason being, it's never quite got off the ground, and as I have been training for this half or getting into it, I think the mileage and the speed work is going to be enough to add to the load without trying to ride the bike as well. So, that's sort of where we are right now. So anyway, I ran those two runs this week, and put me up to about 15 miles, just over that. Today I'm supposed to go, or I'm going to go, Lord willing, 2 hours and 15 minutes. Now I've never done, that will be rather the furthest I've run since I've started back this time. And this very well could be the, probably the second longest I will have ever run, period. I don't know how many miles we're going to cover, but I'm guessing 12, 13, I'm guessing around 14, something like that. If we feel extra good, maybe a little more than that. But with the heat and humidity's low, 44% according to WeatherBug. But with the heat, I don't know how we're gonna do. So you're with me on a long, long run. What I can consider a long, long run for me, 13, 14 miles. We'll let you know if I feel crappy. We may only cover 11 or 12. That's all right, but I am determined to take my time until the last 30 minutes. And if I feel good, we may pick it up just a little, not tempo. But anyway, getting back to the half marathon training, you may be getting some wind noise. We're going up the smaller of the two hills as we begin the run. A little bit of a breeze, which is certainly appreciated. But this, how it had been planned, calls for some cross training, which isn't happening. However, I will have a good base, Lord willing, to begin training for the marathon after the first of the year. So I think after the half, in October, I hope to begin to incorporate stationary bicycle again and cut back on the long run to 2 hours. I'm hoping to get up to 2.5. Once, 2 hours and 15 today. And his plan also calls for one week you do tempo runs, and the actual time running at 10K speed or close to it is 15 to 20 minutes, depending on how long it says. And then you do 440s. And I'm supposed to, Lord willing, do 400s. At near 5K pace this coming week. And then the next week is a tempo run, and then back to 9 or 10 400s, and then a tempo run, and then 11 or 12 400s. It's pretty intimidating or stress producing, and should help me with the speed. So, you alternate tempo runs and 400s, and this week coming will be 400s. I just did a tempo this week I'm in. The long runs for the novice, or not novice, but intermediate, I think the long run only gets up to 12 miles. So if we can get in a 2.5 hour run, that should easily put us up to 15, approaching 16 miles. Well, if I can do that, not be injured, that's a very good base for the marathon, half marathon, excuse me. And then I'll scale that back, and we'll begin running for the marathon sometime after the first of the year. Okay, sun is out. It's about 8 after 6. I want to tell you a little bit about what I've done to try to prepare for today. And we're just sort of taking our time, trying to run comfortable, not overdo it. If I can get in today's run, that will put us up to roughly 29 miles for the week, something like that. And then a couple of weeks from now, when we go further for the long run, or 3 weeks, whenever, we should actually get up to, might break 30. Be the first time for me in years and years and years. But again, today is uncharted territory. By 15 minutes, I've run 2 hours several times. Never run 2:15. But anyway, to get ready for today, I took a honey snare strawberry. Of course, has caffeine. About 5 minutes before I left, drank about 8 ounces of water. And in my pouch, I have a Honey Stinger Gold, non-caffeine. And I also have a pack of Watermelon Extreme Bean Jelly Bellies with caffeine, 50 milligrams, as we discussed last week when we talked about caffeine. I'm hoping at 45 to 50 minutes, take the Honey Gold, and then within 45 minutes or so of the finish, we will eat the beans and see how that does for us. So I got that in my pouch, got the recorder, my telephone, and I always carry a grocery bag from the store, grocery store, like you get groceries in. That way, if it rains, I can wrap up my recorder, my cell phone, hopefully protect them enough that they're not going to be too messed up. And then I've got on a green Weekend t-shirt, blue Roadrunner Weekend shorts, the Loco Blues, which basically are Perfectos with blue shoelaces. I think these have more miles than any shoes I've got. As you know, I rotate 4 pairs of shoes. One thing I need to do this week is begin to figure out about how many miles the shoes all have on them, and determine when I need to get rid of those. I did order a pair of New Balance 769s, update to the 768s, which I love. Endless shoes, handbags. I believe it's endless.com website. It's an Amazon company. They do same day shipping or next day free. And if the product doesn't work for whatever reason, you send it back and they pay to ship it back. Well, when I ordered New Balance 768s several months ago from them, I got them the next day. Boom, just like I was supposed to, because they were too wide, even though I ordered them wide. Sent them back, got the right thing, instant credit, no problem. They credit your card and then reapply the new charge. So, but I ordered 769s from them, took them out, laced them up, put them on, just wanted to make sure they fit. They are fine, put them back in the box, stuff the paper back in them, and I will save those until I need them, so we won't start wearing them yet. But these shoes I got on, due to the time on the road with them, will be the first ones I let go. And by the way, I found out some little disappointing news. You know, I've talked about Locos bragging on them, shoe company. They make great shoes. I love their shoes. But the guy finally got back up with me and told me that they were having a problem getting a factory to make them. Hey. And so therefore the production of those shoes has been halted. I looked on the website, they don't carry my size in the Perfectos. So much for that. But that's okay. That's life. So I'm alternating, will be between the Air Pegasus and the 769s. I used to wear Sauconys, which I really, really like. But don't have any now. Haven't had any in a while. Years ago, I used to wear Brooks, the old Vantage. If you were around 30 years ago, you may remember that. Vantage Supreme. Those were good shoes. So as the other pair of Perfectos goes out, I'll probably replace them with a Saucony or something. I don't think it's real good to wear the same make and model of shoe constantly. I think even if you have two or three pairs of the same model, I think it's better to get different brands, because that way your foot doesn't get too attached or whatever to any one type. So that's something you might want to keep in mind. Alright. Feeling pretty good. Getting a little warm. But that's to be expected. As I run between houses, we have some shade. But the sun is pretty much out. It'll be down by the time I get back home. But thanks for being with me today. We are 15 minutes into a 2-hour, 15-minute run. So we've been running for 15. I got 15 down. And 120 minutes to go. I'll give you an update on my pepper production. I have been able to can several jars. Try to put a photo on the blog. So far I've gotten, I think, 4 jars of jalapenos. And I've got 3 or 4 cayenne peppers with vinegar. Probably never eat all that. At least use all the vinegar for the and the cayenne peppers. But I'll eat all the jalapenos eventually. Should get quite a few more cayenne peppers off. And the jalapenos are... Hey, good, how are y'all? Cayenne peppers are holding their own. The jalapenos are starting to slow down a bit. Although there are several blooms and some small ones, but I can tell they've slowed down. So you take a look at what I've been up to canning peppers. The tomatoes have done okay. Nothing extra, but we've had quite a few tomatoes. The rest of the apples picked one yesterday. They're more or less done, but I don't believe we're going to get many more. Might be 6 or 8. And we'll see how those are. My fig bush is taller than me. Might take a picture of it. But it has lots of figs on it. But they will not ripen. I don't know why that's the case. But anyway, that's what we're dealing with that. So as summer begins to wind down, crops and things like that are winding down as well. It's a little sad, but fall is my favorite time of year. Spring is good. Summer's good. Winter's okay. But I love fall. I love it in the mornings when, even as it's been here lately, you get up and you walk outside and it's just a nip in the air. It's not cold, but there's a nip in the air. I love that. And we're soon going to be there. We are there now, actually. Also, I love it when you, and you can identify with this if you run, which most everybody listening does, but I love it when you wear shorts and t-shirt, maybe a long sleeve t-shirt. You have to put on some light gloves. I love those mornings when it's like that. what I don't look forward to is getting up when it's as cold as it is in the winter and it's still dark, and I know I'll deal with that. I dealt with it last year, and I'm now actually into about the 13th month of running again, so I feel like we've made good progress. But I just love this time of year, so we'll put a couple photos on the blog this week of the peppers and maybe the fig bush. I was going to tell you that I was able to interview Elena Holyfield, who works with High Point Regional Medical Center here at High Point, and she is the person who oversees the Warren Reeves 5K, which is coming up, gosh, is it 2 weeks from yesterday? 14, I might be right. I think it is. Anyway, I sat down in her office this week and conducted an interview about who Warren Reeves was, what does the race benefit, what kind of things do they offer on the day of the race, what is HeartStrides program that it benefits. I want to thank Elena for the opportunity to sit down and discuss that with her. Very good interview, very cordial. I signed up for the race actually while I was there at the office, so we'll be running it a couple weeks. I think it's a couple weeks. 5K, and I feel like I'll do pretty good. It's in the morning, on Saturday morning, and I will have had 4 weeks of speed work maybe by then. So hopefully even 4 weeks will make a little bit of difference. But we'll see. Okay. My legs are feeling okay, but the sweat is just burning my eyes. I put on sunscreen before I left a while ago, but I didn't put any above my eyes, but I think I may have gotten it on my hands, running down my arms, and then as I wipe the sweat out of my eyes, it's gotten in my eyes, and they're burning like crazy. I take my shirt and keep wiping them. Maybe that'll help. But my legs are feeling okay so far, but we're coasting along. We've covered right at 3.6 miles, and we've been running 32 minutes and 25 seconds. Not sure what pace that is. So we'll just continue. And again, I appreciate you being with me today. I don't really have an agenda today. We're just shooting the breeze and enjoying what actually is turning out to be a really nice afternoon or evening. And while I could have run this morning, I actually wanted to wait because I don't get to do this very often in the evening. It gives you a different feel. One thing I noticed, a lot more casual atmosphere. There's a couple walking, and I've seen literally probably 20 or 30 people outside in the last 33 minutes. So I decided I would change it up, and that's what we're doing. That's where we are. Hey, how are y'all? So we're going to see how it goes. Again, thanks for being with me. It means a lot to know you're running as we just sort of shoot the breeze. Just turn a curve and the sun is dead ahead. It's hard to say how high up it is. It's obvious it's coming down, or from my perspective, it appears to be. It's not blazing hot like it was earlier. The high today was about 85, 86. But if I was not running, it would be quite comfortable. Running is a wee bit warm. But we'll keep it going. Wake up. hope you'll bear with me while I get something out of my pouch to munch on. We are 1 hour and 35 minutes and some change into this run, and we've covered 10.49 miles. So I'm gonna open up these jelly beans and start munching on them. I know my mother always said don't eat with your mouth, don't talk rather with your mouth full, but I think you'll understand. Noticed some differences running this time of day compared to others. One, a lot more people are out than they are at 5:30 or 6 o'clock in the morning. And two, a lot more dogs out. I got chased by a border collie. I believe it would have bit me if a guy had not called him off. Stood my ground, looked him square in the eye, firm voice said, "Stay." He was snapping, but he didn't get me. And then a big ditch separated me from what looked to be maybe a feist. His owner nonchalantly called after him. The border collie had been crossing the ditch. He would have crossed it, probably. I took the other non-caffeine gel 48 minutes ago, 48 minutes into it. This will be our last energy punch we get. This needs to last me for the next 40 minutes or so. I forgot to finish my story. I think I forgot it. Elena Holyfield will have an interview coming up. I believe it's next week, because the week of the race, we'll have race covered. So you can look for her interview next week. It's about 13 minutes long. Also, speaking of interviews, I finished a book by Robin Parrish, Offworld. Robin's a friend of mine. I spoke to him this morning at church. If you're into the Lost TV shows or into, I would compare it to, I've read 3 or 4 Michael Crichton books similar to that. A lot of fast-paced action. Now, Robin is a person of faith who writes fiction, and his faith comes through, but they're not the kind of books that preach at you, and they leave a lot open to interpretation. In other words, they appeal to a broad range of people. He's taken some criticism for that from some people in our faith community. However, that's the way he chooses to be, and I agree with him. Truth is truth. I don't have to preach at you to help you to understand truth. And so, anyway, it's a great book. Check it out. Published by Bethany. If you go to my website, there's a trailer at the bottom. Go to my blog at robinparrish.com. When I was running a while ago, I came up behind these two young girls walking. And when I got within about 5 feet of them, I said, "Beep, beep." Scared them half to death. I turned around, said an expletive. And then I noticed, even though they couldn't have been over 14 or 15, both of them had cigarettes. I know I'm preaching to the choir here, but my dad died with lung cancer almost 5 years ago. He was a heavy smoker off and on most of his life, I guess. killed. And it's a shame that now people can't see it. Now, I could die with lung cancer. You don't have to smoke to have lung cancer or any other kind of cancer. But it certainly adds to the probability of you getting it. Speaking of which, I was talking to my sister this week, and she had been listening to some of the episodes. I think I'm going to interview Carol. She offered it. I didn't ask it. But Carol's in recovery from alcohol. I don't know if I've ever really told you, but her dad was an alcoholic. He got years of being sober, then get off the wagon. But he helped a lot of people. That's what kept him going. A lot of times, he helped so many people. My sister, before her alcohol problem became really known to all of us, although we had our suspicions, she said she used to pick on Daddy. And I asked him, Daddy, why do you want to spend time with all those drunks? And now she understands. She's active in AA, in recovery. Got a lot going on in her life. She's not perfect. Neither am I, neither are you. But I know that running is one way, potentially, to help keep ourselves straight. Gives us a goal. Gives us discipline. Helps us to achieve things, which anytime you can achieve a goal, it's good for your self-worth, which a lot of people with addictive personalities suffer with poor self-esteem, and they need anything they can to boost that. So, not sure when I'll get home, but we will plan to interview Caroline about recovery. You may be in recovery yourself. If you are, hang in there. Keep going. God will help you. Hey. As you trust him, he'll give you the strength you need and the support of friends. So if you're in recovery, whether it's alcohol, narcotics, whatever, don't give up, but you need to be in a group of people who have suffered similar circumstances. And that will help you. Okay, I think I'm going to pause here. Come back for the last few minutes of the show. Sun's not a factor. It's getting dark. However, the breathing is fine. My legs are okay. But at this point in a run, 1 hour and 43 minutes, 1.5 hours, somewhere along there, I start feeling it. So if I got enough to go another 33 minutes, I don't know, we'll see. I feel pretty good. I'm going to finish up these jelly beans and we will be right back. Okay. We are about 3 minutes, 2 minutes left in this run. I've been amazed. The last 25 minutes, I've sort of been in a zone. Felt good. Felt strong. If I could finish the half feeling this good, I would be in great shape. I mean, I don't feel like sprinting, but I could if I really tried. It just feels great. And I know another thing. The, we gotta get off the shoulder. It's getting dark. I can't see. I know another thing. I will be carrying the extreme bean jelly beans with me at the half. I think I'll just take one before 45 minutes into it, around 1.5 hours. And the extreme ones with caffeine, I have to admit, overall, I think they give me the best punch. Okay, we got about a minute left. I think Cindy just tried to call me. Phone rang. I opened it, and this phone, if I let it shut at least a little bit, it cuts off. So We'll try to call her here in a minute if she didn't call before, and see how she's doing. Just to let you know, she's been having trouble with a tooth. She went to the dentist for regular work this week, last couple of days. She's been having trouble with her tooth hurting. It was one they didn't even work on. So called the dentist today, emergency number. He gave her a mild painkiller, antibiotics. She's to go in on Tuesday. But it's really been bothering her. We don't know what it is. But we'll see how she's doing. Okay. All right, I think we're done. Let's stop. Oh, yeah. We're finished. Ooh, 2 hours, 15 minutes, and like 4 seconds, I think. We'll give you an update in a minute. Let me call her back. Speakerphone. Well, I know she called me from this number.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated message.
Let's try the house. Might get her mom or her dad. Hey.
Hey, where are you?
I am walking. I'm finished.
Oh, you're outside?
Well, I'm up the street, but I finished a couple minutes ago.
Okay.
I knew you tried to call me, and I answered, and
I know.
The thing flipped, and it cut you off. So, how's your tooth?
It went through a little spell of hurting.
Yeah. Well, is it better than it was?
Maybe so.
Okay. Well, listen, I'll be there in just a couple minutes. Let me walk around a few minutes and I'll see you.
Okay, be careful.
I will. Love you.
Policeman come up and talk to us and talking about a lot of people's been involved and stuff.
Really?
Including Julio and them, and then some up the street.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, well, just be careful. I'll see you in a few minutes.
What?
I'll see you in a few minutes.
Well,
I'll talk to you later. Okay, bye. That's not good news. That our neighbor has been, neighbor's been robbed. Anyway, thanks for being with me on this run. We finished 2 hours and 15 minutes and some change. And let me give you a real quick report on what that means statistically. We covered 14.97 miles. Shoot, I needed 3/10 more and I would have had 15. Anyway, let me give you the average pace. .901. Is that right? I believe that's right. 901. Wow, that's good. That's good for 15 miles. Okay, that means that is the second furthest I've ever run, to my knowledge. It also means that furthest I've run since I started back. So, I'll be honest with you, I felt pretty good, and I think the time shows that. All right, I'll get out of here. Listen, send me an email, MP3 or WAV file of your recent race report. To ask me a question. Just tell me what you think of the show. I would appreciate it. Go to the blog, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. And we hopefully will be hearing from you. Okay, I'm probably not going to run again until Wednesday. Give myself a couple of days, and then we will do some type of speed work. I think 400s on Wednesday. We should be recovered by then. My legs are aching a little bit, but I think I'm going to be okay. So have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you for joining me. You stay safe out there. And as always, thanks for sharing some of the road with me. See you later. Bye-bye. Have been listening to the 20 Minute Runner podcast. Check out my blog at the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. You can find information about the music used and items mentioned in this episode in the show notes at the blog. All music used in the 20 Minute Runner podcast is protected under a Creative Commons license. Some of the music provided is from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. The opening and closing tracks are from Jamendo.com. At the blog, you can subscribe to the podcast with iTunes or your favorite podcatcher or feed reader. Leave a comment or send me an email. Simply click the Email Me button. Please feel free to send an MP3 or WAV file as an attachment. We may play your audio clip on an upcoming episode. I also want to encourage you to send a photo and race report from your most recent race to share with other listeners. You can find more information at the blog. I want to hear from you and know your thoughts about the program. I've really enjoyed sharing with you this week and look forward to running with you next time, and trust that your training is going well. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner.